One of Australia's largest companies, Wesfarmers, has posted its latest profit results today, and they've largely come in line with expectations. Over the 12 months to June this year, net profit after tax, we're not including the big write-downs which impacted the result last year, came in up 22% to $2.87 billion. What helped the result most was a strong lift in earnings for Bunnings, the hardware store that the company owns, and secondly, also a return to profitability for its coal mining business. What held the result back, though, was the fact that Coles has gone backwards with its earnings, and also a bit of a disappointment with Target as well, which continues to bleed quite a bit of money. Having said this, Wesfarmers is still paying out a dividend of $1.20 per share on the 28th of September. Looking at its different divisions it operates in, Coles is where it makes 40% of its profits, so certainly the biggest part of its business. It recorded a 13.5% slide in underlying profits over the year. And that result was held back largely with the fact that it's trying to keep grocery prices low and is investing in improving services across its supermarkets as well. So that was certainly a bit of a drag on the result. Target, the other brand to head backwards. Over the year, the department store posted a loss of $10 million after losing about $200 million a year earlier. And with Target, it's basically had substantial restructuring costs and write-downs as well. Now, in the winners column, we had Bunnings, which continues to be a standout. It had profits lift by about 10% over the year. Sales were up about 9%, and it continues to benefit from the collapse of Masters Home Improvement, which was owned by Woolies. Department store Kmart produced another result, which beat expectations. And finally, its coal mining businesses benefited. It returned to profitability, making about $465 million. Two things that helped here: the fact that it's managed to lift coal production quite substantially by about 10%, despite Cyclone Debbie in Queensland, and secondly, the fact that coal prices have surged over the past year. As is usually the case, no guidance provided for 2018.